This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the MUT accounting students welcome unqualified audit outcome and family denies drug selling claims against the tow truck operator. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Accounting students at Mangosuthu University of Technology have welcomed the institution's unqualified audit opinion, saying it boosts confidence among students, parents and key stakeholders, including the Department of Higher Education and Training. They noted that the clean audit reflects the university's commitment to responsible governance and sound financial management and will likely strengthen MUT's reputation and funding agencies, donors, international partners and industry. Students also highlighted the practical impact, stating the strong financial controls provide assurance that NSFAS and other students support bodies that can trust the university's processes, ensuring allowances and funding are administered properly. The feedback underscores how students are actively tracking governance standards and view financial accountability as central to the university's creditability. In other news, Gregory Loftus has told the Madlanga Commission that his son, tow truck operator Bevan Loftus, was murdered during a staged police operation in 1 April 2023. He alleged Bevan and four friends had been in hiding after warnings that SAPS Captain Dina Govender planned to kill him. The commission heard claims that a 2.5 million hit was arranged by business rival Clive Naika and carried out by Govender's cash in transit task team. The Madlanga Commission is probing allegations of SAPS hit squad in KwaZulu-Natal linked to extrajudicial killings of CIT suspect, taxi operators and drug syndicate. Loftus said his son was targeted due to competition in the tow industry and alleged links to Naika.
Gregory Loftus says police harassment and intimidation of his son began in 2022, the same year the family was informed of a 2.5 million hit that was placed on Bevan's life. Bevan was killed during a KwaZulu-Natal CIT task team operation in April 2023. Loftus says the allegations that his son and his associates were involved in drugs were a cover-up by police to justify hunting him down.
And finally, the Grammy-winning South African artist Zach Spandrini has released his new double single, Impatient and You Never Know, on global electronic label Anjuna Deep. Impatient features fellow SA stars Sanel, musician, and emerging vocalist Kiss Kiss Kiss, while You Never Know is with South African-born, London-based producer Jordan Arts. The release marks another step in Mandrini's international push following the 2023 Grammy win for Bayete and the success of Osama, which has over 60 million streams. Anjuna Deep, known for melodic and progressive electronic music, was founded in 2005 and has become a major platform in the global scene. The single comes as Bandrini continues touring internationally and expands his work through the Zex Bandrini Foundation and the Mayoni Productions. Your money market on the commodities market this morning. Brent crude is trading at $87.67 per barrel, up 0.69%. Gold is also firmed, with spot prices rising 0.47% to $4,329.82 an ounce, while platinum gained 0.15% to $1,721.75 an ounce. On the currency front, the rand is sitting at 16 rand 20 cents to the US dollars, 18 rand 67 cents to the euros, and 21 rand 78 cents to the British pound. At the pumps, inland motorists are paying 25 rand 42 cents for petrol 19.3 and 25 rand 58 cents for petrol 95 per litre, while wholesale inland diesel 0.05% is at 26 rand 17 cents per litre. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MET accounting students welcome unqualified audit outcome, and family denies drug selling claims against tow truck operator. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at the top of the hour. Signing out, I am Khazi Leshinga, and these were your MET Radio News.
This is an MET Radio podcast.